Wisconsin's Senate Judiciary Committee met last night to consider proposed changes to the way in which the Supreme Court's Chief Justice is selected.
Although there was a brief Democratic walkout during that meeting, a committee vote ultimately passed along party lines. It approved a ballot question that would allow Supreme Court justices to elect their chief.
The measure now heads to the full state Senate for a vote scheduled for Tuesday, but after a contentious committee meeting, one of the first in the new legislative session, could be the start of a tough season for Democrats.
Here to tell us about last night's Judiciary Committee meeting and to give his impressions on what the road ahead will be like for Democrats is Senator Fred Risser from Madison. Senator Risser, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me on.
So what led to that brief walkout by Democrats at last night's meeting?
Well, you know, the Republicans didn't have a full committee contingent. One of their Republican members was gone. So there were only two Republicans there, and there were two Democrats. So it takes a quorum of three. By walking out, we made the strong message that we were very upset, and they couldn't function with only two members. The one other member was gone. However, the rules will provide that you can handle these by paper ballot, and we knew that they could get the three members eventually. We just wanted to make an impression upon them that we were very upset. With only 24 hours notice about this hearing, and now having executive session and moving it out of committee so fast, we thought it wasn't a very good idea.
So you walked out. You wanted to make a point. What brought you back? What happened?
Well, we are going to function in the legislative process, and what we didn't wanted to do was to make an impression upon them and to point out to them the fact that if they're going to run the show this way, they're going to have a tough role for the next 2 years. We know that the vote is going to be 3-2, regardless of whether we're there or not. And they will eventually get a quorum. It was just happened to be that one of their members was gone, and we were able to show the importance of this matter as far as we were concerned.
Now, last night you said, as you just mentioned, it would be a tough 2 years if things continue to work the way they did last night. What exactly are you concerned about going forward?
You know, it's very interesting that the Republican leadership, the very first measure they have this session, is one to go an attempt to get rid of the Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court. You know, for 125 years, the Chief Justice has been selected on a seniority basis. Now, there are arguments that seniority isn't the best, but it certainly is far better than having those seven justices fight amongst themselves as to who should be the Supreme Court justice. When you get one of those intramural fights, the dysfunctional court will become even more dysfunctional. I just don't think it's bad. I think it's bad government to get involved. You know, it's not up to the legislature to meddle in the functions of the Supreme Court. Interestingly enough, the Supreme Court hasn't asked the legislature to participate on this. No member of the Supreme Court has contacted me or any member of the Judiciary Committee, so far as I know, asking that they change the law. It's just the Republican leadership is after Shirley Abramson, and there's no doubt about it.
Well, Republicans have said that the measure would not apply to currently seated justices, so
therefore,
is it not an attack on Chief Justice Abramson?
That's not true. You read the measure. It doesn't say that it doesn't apply. The measure says that the Chief Justice shall be selected by the vote of the body. And I think the way the bill is written, that if the constitutional amendment should pass, we would be without a Chief Justice until there's an election. There's nothing in that resolution that would keep the current Chief Justice in for the rest of her term.
Are you more worried about the content of the measure or the way your Republican colleagues are advancing it procedurally?
Both. Both. I think that the fact that they make this their top priority shows their contempt for our Chief Justice, who has well respected not only in the state but nationally. And I think the fact that they're operating under such a speed track shows that they're paying little attention to public input, paying little attention to giving the public a chance to even be heard. And now they want the vote to come up in a matter of months. If this is so important, they should be handing this vote in November when there are more people vote. They know fewer people vote in April, and it just doesn't smell right.
Well, ultimately, this has to pass the legislature twice before it goes on the ballot to voters. So ultimately, it's in the voters' hands. How do you feel about that outcome?
I think that the voters should have a chance, but I would think that you would want to have it at an election when most voters participate. More voters will participate in 2016 when there's a president on the ballot and there's other issues on the ballot. We can set this up for any election we want. Instead, the Republican majority has set it up for where there's the fewest votes possible. And statistically, in Wisconsin, when there's the fewest votes possible, Republicans usually do the best.
Now, whether or not you agree with what your Republican colleagues are doing, is walking out the way you did last night the right way to go if you're after civility in state government?
As I say, for 5 minutes. And it was merely to make impression that, after all, one of their members wasn't present, and we wanted to point out to them the importance we see of this. Sometimes you have to dramatize it one way or another. A 5-minute walkout is not inappropriate at all. Oftentimes people will debate bills for hours in order to avoid a vote.
It's still early in the session, a couple, 2 or 3 weeks in, and you've just had your first dust up in committee. How much compromise do you anticipate happening across the aisle in the next year or two?
Well, if the Republican leadership is going to ram bills down our throats in a matter of hours, there's not going to be much camaraderie, put it that way. It looks like they're starting out on a bad footing. If they wanted to really have a discussion, they would give the public an opportunity to be heard. And fast-tracking partisan measures is not the way to have a good legislative body.
You've been in Wisconsin politics for a long time. You've seen a lot. Have Wisconsin politics, especially in times of partisan divide like we have today, changed over the years?
A partisan divide has never been worse than it is now. I have participated in politics for a number of years, and I've seen cooperated with 12 different governors, 6 Democrat and 6 Republican. And I can tell you through the years, governors and legislators have gotten along and passed budgets. They've had their partisan squabbles, but they've had a chance to give the minority party a chance to present their viewpoint. I think this particular session has started off on the worst possible footing with the first measure. Measure to go after the Supreme Court justice and then putting it in the fast track, that's not the way to start a good bipartisan session.
Senator Risser, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
That was Fred Risser, Democratic State Senator from Madison.